Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from a little rainy Washington, D.C. Not very nice out here in Washington today, but then again, anytime the politicians are here, it kind of ruins what otherwise is a pretty nice city. Well, last night I made a few comments that evidently hit home with at least one of our listeners. I mentioned that I didn't think it was the job of the United States to be fighting any wars against China, unless, of course, they attack us or really do something to try to destroy American sovereignty. But, you know, I'm an old-line anti-communist from way back, and I don't like what goes on in China any more than any other freedom-loving people do. But as I've said repeatedly, I don't think it's a job of the United States to police the internal affairs of other countries any more than I would want China or Russia or Venezuela or Israel or England or Indonesia or Ireland or Iceland or any country policing what's going on in this country. That is the United States of America. But I got an email from one of our listeners who said that he's now convinced that I definitely am a communist because I said we shouldn't be fighting Red China. Well, I'm just curious. I would hope that our listeners who are listening in tonight would like to comment on that. I'd like to find out how many of our listeners do think that it's a necessity for the United States to go to war against China just because China is developing militarily, China is developing economically. I stand by what I said. I just don't see it's a necessity for the United States to police the world and to try to interfere with the internal affairs of any other country, whether they're building up weapons or whether they are developing an economic system that might rival that of the United States. I do believe in America first, and I believe America should be as strong as it can be at home. I believe in a strong military. I believe in a strong economy, and I also believe that the Bush administration and previous administrations have done everything they can to weaken this country, and that one of the primary things they have done to weaken this country is sticking the nose of the United States into affairs that are not ours and getting us involved in wars that are not ours. And that is why, again, I repeat that I am so proud of those generals who are speaking out and saying that the United States shouldn't have gotten involved in Iraq and holding the Secretary of Defense and implicitly the President himself holding their feet to the fire and saying they shouldn't be doing or they shouldn't have done what they did do. And not surprisingly, we have further input on this issue from Charles Krauthammer, this neoconservative Trotskyite who's written both for the New Republic and for the Weekly Standard, one supposedly liberal and one supposedly conservative, but both are fervently pro-Israel. And Krauthammer now comes out and says that he's concerned about what he calls the general's dangerous whispers. In other words, the generals are traitors to America. The generals are insubordinate. The generals should be silenced. The generals should be muzzled. No, he's wrong there, folks. Charles Krauthammer and Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz and William Kristol, who in the Weekly Standard, published by Rupert Murdoch, who also runs Fox News, Kristol has now said that, yes, the United States should attack Iran. Well, let William Kristol go fight Iran. Let him and his father, Irving Kristol, the ex-Trotskyite, fight Iran. Let Norman Podoritz of Commentary Magazine, published by the American Jewish Committee, let him fight Iran. Let Senator Joe Lieberman and Senator John McCain fight. But Americans aren't going to fight. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for some more commentary, and then we'll go to your calls. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Rubbing a well for the Republic Trading Group, renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper. That's the one national weekly newspaper that I think you can call a published voice reflecting the thinking of so many good folks who are hosts here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and certainly the thinking of many, many, many of our listeners. If you're not familiar with American Free Press, please check it out. I write for American Free Press. I don't necessarily agree with everything else that's published in American Free Press any more than all the others who write for American Free Press agree with what I write. But it's an open forum, just like we have here on rbnlive.com on the Internet and on shortwave at 5.050. Before the break, I was talking about William Kristol's demand in this issue of the Weekly Standard, Rupert Murdoch's magazine, calling for an attack on Iran. Well, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, who's retired, he was Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. He also has an article in the Weekly Standard calling for an attack on Iran. He says a viable military option is imperative. Well, you know, I thought I recognized McInerney's name, and I did a little bit of checking. And guess what, folks? Although the Weekly Standard doesn't mention it, if you go to the website of JINSA, the hardline Zionist neoconservative operation known as the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, you'll find that General McInerney is pictured there at one of the big events held by JINSA. So This is one of the military men in this country who doesn't share the concerns of the good military men who are standing up in opposition to the Israeli lobby. Folks of all types can be bought and paid for, can be taken in by foreign lobby groups. These are the people who have ignored the warnings of General George Washington, who told us not to get involved in entangling alliances with other countries, whether it's Israel or Iceland or Indonesia. And speaking of these entangling alliances, I mentioned how it looks as though a federal judge is getting ready to try to fix the FBI's prosecution of AIPAC, the Lobby for Israel. And it's very interesting. The Washington Post had a story today about Mr. Rosen, one of the people from AIPAC who was arrested by the FBI on these espionage-related charges. And it's very interesting that the Post says about Mr. Rosen that he didn't lobby the government's highest-ranking officials. He concentrated instead on the workaday policy development aides. Other AIPAC officials dealt with the higher-ups. But in other words, Mr. Rosen was the guy who was scurrying around Capitol Hill and slipping into the old executive office building and taking out those policy wonks, as they call them, taking them out to lunch, and God knows what else he was doing, filling up their Swiss bank accounts and doing everything he can to corrupt U.S. policy in favor of all-out favoritism for Israel. The Post also says something else very interesting. And bear in mind, I always tell you folks, you can get real solid information from the mainstream press if you just dig. And in the middle of this rather long article, it says, over the years, Rosen had a hand in writing several policies favored by Israel, including a strategic cooperation agreement between Israel and the United States and a sanctions regimen against Israel's enemy, Iran. Well, in other words, folks, we had a man who was a registered lobbyist for a foreign country writing official U.S. policy. Now, is there something wrong there, or am I just a conspiracy theorist? Am I just an agitator daring to point out what was reported in the most important newspaper in our nation's capital, maybe the most important newspaper in the country, barring even the New York Times? I mean, a foreign lobbyist writing U.S. policy, think about that. I think it's wrong, and I say it's wrong whether it's a registered lobbyist for Iran or Ireland or Iceland or Indonesia or Israel. But, of course, for criticizing Israel, I will be called an anti-Semite and a neo-Nazi. Now, let's come back to the issue of both China and Israel, as well as Iran. Washington Times reports today that classified U.S. intelligence reports dating from the early 1990s reveal that China has been covertly backing Iranian nuclear efforts. All right, now, let's put this in context. There's a lot of you out there saying, aha, we've got to attack both China and Iran. Well, folks, don't forget, Israel, as I have pointed out repeatedly, and I'm not the only one, but I've pointed it out repeatedly here on this show, for 25 or 30 years, even more, Israel has been arming Red China. Secretly and not so secretly. You can find the information anywhere on the Internet if you do a little searching, mostly in defense journals and policy journals, but the information is there. Occasionally it slips into the mainstream press. But the point is this. Israel has been arming Red China. Red China, in return, has been helping back the Iranian nuclear program, which now Israel says we must destroy. Israel says that because Iran has such a powerful program, or they're trying to achieve one, we've got to stop it. Think about this, folks. Think about this. I mean, am I crazy? Am I being illogical here? I mean, who is our ally? We're told Israel is our ally, and yet they've been helping arm China, and China in turn has been helping arm Iran. I mean, this is kind of crazy, isn't it? Or am I just imagining things? Or, you know, I mean, it's all available for anyone who wants to look it up. I think we got a real problem here, folks. Needless to say. Now, we are going to have open phones here tonight. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Last night I talked about the O.J. Simpson case and pointed out some little details about the O.J. affair that have absolutely received no attention whatsoever. No attention whatsoever at all. And not that this indicates a solution to the O.J. case, not that I'm even saying that O.J. isn't guilty, but I'm just saying that with everything we heard about O.J., we didn't hear about his mysterious housekeeper of 18 years who ran O.J.'s mansion, who was in tune to everything that was going on in O.J.'s life, and who was a bitter, bitter enemy of O.J.'s wife, Nicole. I did some checking on the Internet after the program, and I found out that this mysterious maid, Michelle, has her housekeeper, not the maid, the housekeeper, Michelle. There's absolutely two different spellings available for her name. Her lawyer gave one spelling, and she gave another. I won't even try to spell the names, but needless to say, it's very, very interesting that even now, after all these years, when people have been able to sit back and look at the O.J. case, after it all is said and done, this woman still remains a mystery. But as I said, when I brought this information to the National Enquirer, which just reveled in the O.J. case, the National Enquirer wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I thought that was interesting. One of our callers said, oh, are we getting into the tabloid stuff now? I think he meant that a little joshingly, but no, I'm not getting into tabloid stuff. But then again, if you look at the tabloids and find out the fact that all five of the major tabloids, or however many there are these days, they're all owned by the same secretive New York company, which is run by a Zionist member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Mr. Altman, a former Treasury Deputy Secretary in the Clinton administration, you realize that these tabloids are considered very powerful influences. And don't forget, it was the tabloids that first brought out the story of Bill Clinton's mistress, the young lady who was the singer, whose name escapes me, whose name is really not that important. But nonetheless, these tabloids brought out that story that put Bill Clinton on edge for many, many years, and ultimately, in some senses, set up the stage for the impeachment. So the tabloids are politically powerful, folks, and what they choose to write about can be as most interesting as what they don't choose to write about. So keep that in mind. Don't dismiss the tabloids, because they are a powerful force in this country. Although you and I don't buy the tabloids every day, or I should say every week, there are millions of people who do. And of very carefully placed story in one of those tabloids about a presidential candidate or public official can make or break that person's career, and I don't think anybody doubts that. And as far as the O.J. Simpson case is concerned, think about it, folks. Although O.J. Simpson was a great celebrity, I have to tell you that I vaguely knew who he was until the whole O.J. murder trial affair broke. I knew he'd been a football player who became an actor, but I paid very little attention to him. I didn't realize that millions of people idolized this guy. I had no idea what a popular figure he was, and, you know, not being a sports follower. But nonetheless, the American media made a cause célèbre out of the Simpson affair and kept the American people tantalized and hypnotized all throughout the course of that O.J. affair. What was really going on here in the United States that Americans needed to know about at that time? Why were we being distracted by the O.J. affair? Think about that, folks. And then these other murder cases that we hear about that suddenly reach national attention. Oh, sure, they're very interesting. I'm interested in true life crime like everybody else. But then again, we have true life crime, which is just as interesting as anything that happens in Texas or California or North Dakota or wherever. We have that kind of stuff happening here every day in Washington, D.C., and you could make a movie out of it. We don't hear about those crimes here. We don't hear about thousands and thousands of other murders. So what is the timing involved? If the media is promoting it, the mass media, you know you need to be suspicious, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. When we come back, we're going to go to our first caller, Rita, who's calling in from Texas. Stay tuned, folks, and I hope you'll call in, too.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C. You know, over the break, I stepped out into my living room to just express my regards for a very large four-legged animal that sprawled across my sofa. You know, I was thinking this animal, which could be potentially quite dangerous, is a far better creature than the two-legged creatures that populate the offices here on Capitol Hill. I love four-legged animals, but I don't like two-legged animals because they're the real dangers. I really think the world would be a lot better off if we experimented on members of Congress, who are presumably human beings, than experimenting on poor little dogs and cats and rats and mice. Just a comment. Let's go to Rita from Texas.
How you doing, Mr. Pfeiffer?
How you doing tonight, Rita?
Well, I'm getting rather pensive. I was listening to you talk about the events that is going on in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of discussing this with family members because I'm really concerned. I'm of the belief that we have a madman that's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't put it past that insane man to order an invasion of Iran. But I think Iran's got a little bit more guts than the United States of America because I understand that the president of Iran had stated that if they are attacked, they're going to obliterate Israel off the face of the map, which I think will be one great thing that will happen for the whole world. But the problem that I find, or rather the threat, I'm not going to say the problem, the threat that I find is that I think it's reasonable that if we do attack Iran, that Iran is not going to sit down on their thumbs and not retaliate.
And that's exactly right, Rita.
And that is going to put, I'm not the only one who thinks or believes this way, but I think if something like that happens, that there is a good possibility that there is going to be a civil war in this country. Because I cannot fathom if there are American people, and I think that there are good, solid American people in this country, that are going to follow the blind lies that Bush has been putting over the so-called media. I know for me that if we were attacked as a result of this American version of Stalin Hitler in the White House, I would not, and even to this day, I do not support one military person that's even over there in Iraq. I believe in divine justice.
Go ahead. No, I'm just going to say, Rita, I'll tell you what, you know, the problem here is that just say that Iran was a real threat to America. Just for the sake of argument, let's say Iran was a real threat. You know what I see as a very real problem is that, the American troops are now tied up in Iraq. They're not defending the American borders as they should be. They're tied up over there in Iraq. What are we going to suddenly do? You know, start lobbing bombs into Iran. And then when the Iranian troops start moving and when there's all sorts of attacks on American installations around the globe and American citizens who are visiting in foreign countries in retaliation, what are our troops going to do? I mean, we just don't really have the capacity. And that's why yesterday, I don't know if you heard the broadcast, but I pointed out that right there on the op-ed page of the New York Times, somebody's calling for a draft, saying that this will show the Iranians we really mean business. Well, after the bombs start flying and the terrorist attacks start happening, I'm wondering if we're even going to have draft boards in existence anymore. I see a world war coming out of something like this, Rita.
Well, sir, I'm getting right now to where I separate myself from any person who calls themselves an American that's in favor of Bush, that's in favor of the military, because I consider them threats, that these are domestic enemies within our own country. I also, now this is my position, I am not in favor of this going to the borders and keeping the Mexicans out. The problem in this country happens to be the graduated income tax. That's the problem. And what is happening is that, Sieg Heil, Hitler, Bush in Washington and all his cohorts are doing what Hitler did. You know, Hitler was trying to blame, the Jewish population for the ills that happened in their country. Well, it wouldn't have happened in their country had the daggum people, stood on their hind legs and told their daggum politicians, we're not going to go along with your crap. And I have a great deal of compassion for my fellow human beings. I was really concerned that they were talking about making it a 5-year felony if you even gave humanitarian assistance to so-called illegal aliens. Sir, this country, I'm going to have enough faith in the core of what I hope is still in this country. But I am not a Nazi and I am not a communist. But what is happening in our country, we are right now seeing a Nazi communist system that is being installed in this country. I don't believe any more of this crap that there are patriotic police officers, there's patriotic law enforcement officers. I'm believing these people that say that tyranny comes in the form of a uniform. And until these guys in uniform start getting their act straight, they're going to make good targets as far as any type of resistance for true liberty and freedom in our country to be restored again.
Rita, that's tough talk, but I'll tell you what, I think a lot of people appreciate it. Thank you for your call. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. And you just heard a voice from the heartland in Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. More calls ahead.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com. Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're here at rbnlive.com on the internet at 5.050 on shortwave and on lots of local stations around the country. I guess we're on satellite up there, too, but, you know, of course, as I always say, I'm so technologically ignorant behind the times, I never quite know exactly where we are. But I'm glad there are some people listening because we do have some callers. We'll bring them up in a moment. I just want to remind you, there was a commercial there over the break for a CD library of broadcasts from various programs here on RBN. And unless I'm mistaken, there was one of the programs that I did actually sitting in for John Statmiller on a National Intel Report. It was an interview with Charlotte Thompson Iserbeat on the subject of education, what's really going on in the education system. To my understanding, that was going to be one of the programs included there. And, you know, buying those CDs and playing them for friends and for political organizations and church groups is a great way to spread the word about the good information you're hearing every night, practically every hour, every day here on RBN. And I hope you will get them. It's a great way to support RBN. It's a great way to get the word out about these important issues, and it's just another way to educate yourself. So please take advantage of that offer. I think it's a good offer. That number again to to order those, to order that product is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Comment on our previous caller, Rita from Texas. I thought it was a very interesting call because, you know, Rita had some views that I think probably wouldn't go along with a lot of the listeners of RBN. She commented that she didn't like the idea of policing the borders and keeping the illegal immigrants out. But I think she was talking, I shouldn't try to interpret Rita's comments, but I think she was interpreting things from a what you might call humanitarian perspective. She pointed out that one of the proposals before Congress would penalize people with criminal penalties for helping providing humanitarian aid to an illegal immigrant. You know, I see where Rita's coming from there because, you know, a lot of people complain about the Talmud, the Jewish Talmud, and what it says in there, and rightly so. I recall Israeli writer Israel Shahak pointing out that the Talmud prohibits religious Jews from providing humanitarian assistance to non-Jews. So, you know, it's just something to consider. You know, I mean, it's if I were an illegal alien in somebody else's country and I got run over by a truck, I would hope that they would help me out. But nonetheless, Rita's call represents a very important point that there are a lot of differing opinions even among the listeners to RBN. She might you might agree with her on one point, but disagree with her on another point. But you know, this is the one good thing about this country and about RBN that we don't require everybody to agree with everybody else on every issue. Anyway, that having been said, let's go to Keith from Rhode Island, who's been patiently waiting here.
Hello,
Keith,
Mr.
come on
Piper.
Up. How you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you. You know, as a listener, I get kind of annoyed with all of these Hitler analogies. They're very tiresome and unimaginative, and you know, Germany's history goes back 2,000 years, and it did not begin in 1933 and end in 1945. So I wish people would be, you know, I guess people would be a little more historically aware and try to find some more original or imaginative analogies to describe the Bush regime instead of the tired old Hitler analogy.
Well, you know, Keith, I have to say I would agree with you on that, but, you know, when you consider the conditioning that the American people have been subjected to through the mass media for the last 50 or 60 years, it's a very convenient analogy. I personally try to prevent myself from ever echoing that analogy. I mean, I get so tired of hearing, for example, that Hitler, that gun control was some sort of idea that Adolf Hitler
came up with.
Well,
that's the biggest myth of, yeah, that's a big
yeah,
myth.
I mean, in Germany, practically every German home had a gun. Germans loved hunting. And, you know, and interestingly, at the same time, Germany had some of the best laws protecting the rights of animals, both, you know, pets in the home and animals in industry that have ever been enacted anywhere in the world. And at the same time, they encouraged hunting, and every German had a gun.
They encouraged conservation as well, respect for the environment.
Exactly.
Talking about the National Socialist government, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's like one thing that I get upset about every time I turn on a video by one or more Patriot video producers, they always open up with the scenes of the Nazis marching and so forth, and then they always turn to the story of the Reichstag fire and say that Hitler burned the Reichstag and blamed it on the communists. Well, you know, if anybody does any serious investigation of that, you find that Hitler did not burn the Reichstag. None of Hitler's associates burned the Reichstag. It was set on fire by communists, and Hitler was, in fact, correct in saying that the communists did it because the communists did it.
You know what? Hitler saved, you know, in 1933, Hitler saved Germany from being plunged into a Bolshevik revolution. And you're right, there were a lot of anarchists who were trying to destabilize the government, and one of them tried to burn down the Reichstag. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I agree with you 100% on that, Keith. And I, one of the most flattering things that I think was ever written about me, and unintentionally so, by the person who wrote it, but he commented that he was commenting about some things that I had written, and he said, Piper doesn't fall, I don't remember the exact words, but he said, Piper doesn't fall into the rut of just constantly bringing up Hitler and defaming Hitler for the purposes of popular for the purposes of popularity, and I won't, because whatever you're going to say about Adolf Hitler, at least say the truth.
This guy, he is the most distorted character in history.
Well, but you know what's interesting though, Keith, too, and you may well be aware of this, that at the time, prior to World War II, there were lots of people in lots of places, including Winston Churchill and David Lloyd George of Britain, who said that they had very favorable things to say about what Hitler was doing to bring Germany back. Aside from whatever his policies were towards the Jews, this is the whole thing, the whole history of that period, whether you're talking about the Holocaust or whether you're anything about Hitler, it's probably not true, or at least what we perceive to be true isn't true. Just like we heard last night about this feminist, Andrea Dworkin. Apparently she's become the subject of a lot of mythology, and that's a fact about Adolf Hitler, whether you like it or not.
Yes, absolutely. One last thing here. The fact that this bloodthirsty communist dictator, Hu Jintao, is visiting the United States, getting a full state visit, having the executives at Boeing kiss his feet, that's more proof, as far as I'm concerned, that the United States has always been very lax when it comes to dealing with communism. From the Allied Expeditionary Force in Russia in 1918, 1919, to looking the other way while the Hungarian freedom fighters were crushed in Budapest, and just one thing after another. This country has spent trillions of dollars over like a 50-year period supposedly fighting communism, but in reality, I think the United States has been one of the biggest supporters.
Absolutely.
So if you look at the historical record.
Hey, don't forget who used to be who was the first official U.S. ambassador to communist China. It was George H.W. Bush. I mean, I just find it so hypocritical, that Bush will, talk about Saddam Hussein's, let's look at it this way. If we're going to be consistent, and I'm not advocating, I was against the war against Saddam Hussein, just as I'm against the war against China. But, if we're going to be consistent and say that we have to go into a country and free the people, well, then, by all means, then, if President Bush is going to be consistent, he better declare war against China and maybe hold the Chinese leader captive. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to look at it consistently.
Well, Saddam Hussein is fighting for his life right now because he supposedly ordered the massacre of 140 people 25 years ago, whereas the Red Chinese government in Peking has murdered tens of millions of their own people.
Think about that. I wonder what all those supporters are. I wish a supporter of George Bush would call in right now. I'm inviting a Bush supporter to call in right now and explain why the Bush position vis-a-vis Red China is logical. There's got to be some Bush supporter out there.
Well, if they're not courageous enough to, most of these right wings are cowards. These right wingers. I will assume the role next week of a Bush supporter because I've read so much of the New York Post and listened to so much of Fox News. I could articulate their position word for word and sound convincing.
Keith, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you go right now, but do me a favor, live up to that promise and call in next week and be a Bush supporter.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your call. I look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. That should be interesting. Let's go to John from California.
Well, I don't support Bush.
Okay.
like the lady that called in before, everybody keeps talking about, well, Bush is a madman. He's doing exactly what he's told to do. He works for the globalists and the Jews. He's their front man. He's their puppet. That's all there is to it.
Well, I'll tell you, though, John, I really do. I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you 100% that he is their puppet. But I do think there is a mental problem there.
Well, of course there is.
Yeah, I think that he is a religious fanatic, that he's driven by this messianic point of view, and that he really thinks he's a tool of God. So that makes me wonder, who is it that's whispering in his ear? Who is God in George Bush's worldview?
That comes from his brainwashing and conditioning for this job, because nobody in their right mind would ever get up there and say the things he does and allow things to happen the way they are. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it is very disturbing. And, you know, I tell you what, it's, you know, I wonder how far it will go. I mean, because, you know, there's so many people who are really looking, you know, there are people who really like war, and they really love turning on television, you know, and watching our so-called smart bombs blow up buildings, and you know, they take great pride in that. But
well, they're living in an illusion.
Well, that's exactly what it is. But you know what? You know, on September 11th, you know, if we accept the Bush administration's point of view and say that 9-1-1 was an attack as they describe it from the group that they describe it as having come from. I don't buy that argument, of course, but just for the sake of argument, let's say the Bush administration is right, then I am here to say that, number one, the chickens came home to roost, and number two, anybody who didn't see it happening was a fool.
Well,
so, you know, it's and God knows what lies ahead, John.
Well, the overall picture about the whole thing is, with all that we've known from just the last 100 years, with how Germany was set up with reparations they couldn't pay, and their backs were against the wall to either discontinue as a nation practically or fight. All that we know, and then we look at this little press conference with you know, Doctor Who from China, and we you know, and anybody that thinks and follows anything and knows that a lot of our jobs have gone to China. Go to Walmart, everything's from China. We gave them the Panama Canal. Prescott Bush was a big time over there, the uncle of Daddy Bush, I believe. George.
Well, actually,
as a matter of fact,
was
appointed ambassador. We sold him Long Beach. They own Long Beach. You know, nobody checks the sea trains coming in.
Hey, the brother of former President Bush was very active in China for quite a while. So
yeah,
the Bush family has financial ties to China. Keep that in mind. It's a down and dirty deal. That's right. So,
and they're putting on this facade in front of us. Israel was selling China stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah. Why can't
that's
we put
okay,
this
apparently.
Together?
That's okay, apparently.
But why can't we put this together as you know, and talk about it coherently instead of following all these little stories all the time that they put out there for us to discuss as they continue to go on doing what they do, which is what they did in the past. You know, they all get together like Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt, and they make this deal, and they tell us one thing, and it ends up being a bad thing for half the people over there in Europe, and on and on and on.
Well, it's a bad thing for the whole world, because these systems they've set up have always been designed to do one thing, and that's exploit everybody else.
Yeah. And John,
okay, John, listen, I have to move on. I got a couple more people from California, but I want to thank you for your call. You're always a great caller. Let's go to Mona from California.
Hi, Michael.
How are you tonight, Mona?
Hi, nice to hear your voice. I wanted to tell Keith, thank you for calling and reminding us that Hitler was the second most vilified character in all history, the first being Jesus Christ. It took 300 years before people could talk comfortably about Jesus for fear of the Jews.
And even today, it's still quite free to dispute whether Jesus Christ walked the face of the earth. You're allowed to question the Bible, but you're not allowed to question the Holocaust. I've always found that interesting.
Oh, good point. That's right. We're still getting smacked down if we bring up Jesus. regarding that lady, we hear on RBN there's this song that they play, We're All Marching to Washington. Do you know that song?
I haven't heard that song,
okay,
but I like it.
It's one of the theme songs, and it goes, We're all marching to Washington. Everybody's putting down their work, and the malls are empty. And I understand. I mean, I'm getting from RBN all the people that we're all working for an enormous change. But I don't want a civil war until we have some consensus.
I agree with you 100%, but you know, the way things are going right now, you know, I just see many, many different elements at work, and you know, sometimes that's what civil wars are, actually just turn out to be anarchy. So, you know, God forbid it should happen. I don't want it to happen, but on the other hand, that may be what it takes to bring down this corrupt edifice that we're dealing with. So, scary situation.
I would oppose a civil war myself, or a revolution, but there was a very interesting one that happened when the Berlin Wall fell down, and everybody fled from Russia into Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened there was it was just sort of a consensus that was arrived at by the Russian people that the old guys were just fat and stupid, and they all woke up to the fact that they could walk if they wanted to, and they all just walked out.
Well, maybe we should start walking into Mexico, Mona. Listen, I want to thank you for your call. Keep listening. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to try to squeeze in our final callers. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We're going into our last final stretch here, just a few minutes to go, and we do have another caller from California. California's been very active on the board tonight. Let's go to Richard from California. Richard, come on up. Oh, it's Richard from Alabama. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Richard from Alabama. Richard, come on up.
Oh, you just caught my interest when you said that there was proof that Hitler and Goering didn't burn down the The Reichstag?
Yes. Oh,
I've never heard such evidence. I take to the Barnes Review, and so what is the evidence?
Well, that is, I'll tell you what, I don't have the information handy, but I'm pretty sure the Barnes Review actually did a story on that subject, but I'm very, very confident about that. In fact, I believe if you check John Tolan's book, his biography of Adolf Hitler, you can find that information in there. I mean, it's been published in authoritative, quote-unquote, mainstream sources, but over the years, what happened, as I recall it, what happened was that Hitler's critics, said that he was lying, and therefore that story took on a life of its own. Just the same thing happened to Ferdinand Marcos. The communists blew up the headquarters of his opposition, and Marcos said the communists did it. And of course, everybody said, "Oh no, Marcos really did it. He just used that as a pretext for martial law." Well, finally, after Marcos had been overthrown, the Washington Post itself wrote a big article saying, well, Ferdinand Marcos was right. And it's the same thing with Hitler and the Reichstag. Hitler didn't start the Reichstag fire, or people working for Hitler didn't do it. The communists did it. So if you check back issues of the Barnes Review, if you have them, you may be able to find a story, because I'm pretty sure there was a story on that subject. But
I've heard that nobody died in that fire. Is that true?
That I couldn't tell you. I don't think anybody did, though. I think the fire actually happened at night, and there was nobody in the building. But, the old legend that circulated even among American patriots is that Hitler burned Reichstag, to declare martial law and so forth. And, the story is just not true, but, people want to believe it. You know what I mean? It sounds good. I even heard somebody say, well, one time somebody said to me, well, the story may not be true, but it sounds good if we can use it to convince people to come to our side. Well, I don't think we need to tell lies or half-truths or forged documents or make up phony quotes to win our point or to make our point of view, because there are so many facts. There's so much information out there about so many things that we don't need to create a dummy story to prove our point, if you follow what I'm saying.
Well, isn't it true that the guilty party was a retard?
I believe the guy may have been. That's possible. It strikes me that his name may have been Lubbers, Lubbers. But as I say, the actual details of it escape me. Now I'm going to have to look up some information on it, maybe comment on it next week. Like I say, the whole story that has been told time and again and on the internet and in videos and tape recordings, just not true. Well, Richard, I thank you for your call. Good question. I'll try to comment on it next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks as always for your attention, for your patience, for your support, even for your opposition, because that's what makes America great. We still have America, and in the end, we're going to keep it. Stay tuned for more good programming, and I hope you'll come back to this program next Monday, this coming Monday, at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Michael Collins Piper signing off and wishing you a good weekend.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.